America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, 24th day of August. Thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning to all y'all in Evandale Estates.
All right now.
We head into this 8 o'clock hour. And
right
and,
off from Decatur, where it's greater.
Yeah, and let me just, we just take a second and acknowledge the event of yesterday up in Paulding County. And just let you know that we, you know, our connection up there is Deputy Chief Brandon Brandon Newsom with the Paulding County Fire Department.
Right.
Reached out to him and all law enforcement, first responders, it seemed like, that were available to come to Georgia yesterday did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were up and down Dallas Highway. They were in my neighborhood, basically. And they had the service for Brandon Cunningham. Yesterday, Paulding County deputy who had passed. And
so tremendous showing.
It really, really was.
Tremendous display.
So just wanted to take a moment. We reached out to Brandon when it happened, and just like, man, we're thinking about you and your colleagues and everybody out there. And so as we sit here and they're replaying the events of yesterday, whew, man, it's like, what's going on? Oh, yeah, the service. And they, it's the first time in a while that I got to see something like that up close and how impressive it is when when they do that.
Mm-hmm.
I had literally seen that in a while. And so I want to make a mention of that. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dan Panover is going to join us in a little bit from the Atlanta Dream. And got a casting call. There's still money flying through the air in this city, even though there's a little bit of a lull right now.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday's Braves game was won by, as Sam likes to say, one of our home folk. And he probably did it in front of a bunch of family members.
A bunch of family members.
You don't get to laugh about
school
it,
man. Mates.
You seem like this has happened
school,
a couple times.
High school teammates, you know, all these guys out there checking him out because he's home. And, man.
Put him on blast like he did earlier.
You know, C.J. Abrams and man, our home folks, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Had an error. Had like the error. Yips or something. Last play of the game, obviously, and he just made a bad throw.
Yeah, I think Noel has that. Noel, let us hear that.
Ground ball. Abrams has it. Somehow, some way, Atlanta shorthanded keeps getting it done.
They don't mention the throwing error.
Thanks to Valley Sports. And they just say, oh, and the Braves
win. Right, it sounded like Skip carried it for a minute.
3-2 final of 10 innings. Braves get the win last night. Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter. We're not, you know, this is not like gymnastics. We don't have style points.
Oh, please.
Just win it, right? That's all we want. And so that's what we got. One run is going to make it work. And we saw a lot of that this week, Greg, with the series with Philadelphia. It just reminded us of that's how you win games sometimes when you get to the back end of your schedule, when you get into September and October. If your pitching will get you there, you know, if your pitching gives you a chance, you're going to hold the other team to two runs or less. That's giving you a chance. And so the Braves have been getting that this week. Charlie Morton coming up.
Charlie Morton, 7:30, first pitch tonight.
Mm-hmm. And this is alumni weekend, too. So alumni weekend, all
nice
the guys are back. You know, Dale Murphy, a lot of you going out. You may see some of your favorite Braves from the past.
Ron Gant was out there showing his muscles and all that. Hey, they let him out. Well, I'm not going to say that because I don't go over there anymore, so it doesn't matter. Fox let him get out and go out and play with the Braves. There was an issue before I understood. You know, maybe not, but he wasn't partaking in these alumni weekends in the past. These last couple of years, he seems to be enjoying them.
Yeah,
Ron wasn't out there, but now, you know, he's out there lifting his shirt up, showing his muscles and probably something else.
There you go, man.
He was known for.
There we go.
I'm sure he had. But, yeah, it's – I wonder, did Bobby show up?
I don't know.
I mean, we saw him a month or so ago. He was out
the game. Yeah, he came out to a game.
And I wonder if Bobby Cox was out there for that.
So, you know, it'd be good. The guys would be happy to see him. The current team was thrilled to see him because they hear about him all the time. But, you know, very few of the current Braves have had a chance to see him and meet him. So it was a thrill for them. It would be great for the guys who, you know, a lot of guys who played on the team when he managed as well. So hopefully we get to see him some more at the ballpark. It was great to see him out there.
You know who I'd like to walk through that be the fly on the wall and be there if he were to show up and just kind of walk through and which we were, much like we were talking about with UConn and Tennessee, you know, some of their alum coming back. We don't mention him coming back for the Braves that much, if at all, but Dion, especially now.
Well, he's busy now.
I know he's busy. I'm just saying I'd like to be there to see their faces. Were he to show up and just kind of come in there and just be Dion and, hey, greet the players.
Yeah.
Talk some baseball with them.
Yeah.
Because you know he would be comfortable and feel comfortable doing it.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you know, despite what his job is now, I can talk baseball with all y'all. And again, just.
He got other stuff. He got people kicking people, reporters out of news conferences out in Colorado.
Apparently they straightened that out.
Well, no, there's one that they straightened one out with the CBS.
CBS, yeah.
But this one with the newspaper.
Oh,
out there in Colorado, that they have kicked out of the press conferences.
Hmm.
He's asking the wrong question.
Okay.
You know, either he's asking, but he's the way he's written his stories. He's made some kind of comments and made some nicknames and stuff that
the
folks in Colorado don't like, and so. Yeah, they're doing that type thing.
What happens when you're 10,000 feet?
Well, that's maybe so, but it has something to do with it.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio.
The baseball travels farther in that altitude.
Yes, it is.
Maybe that's what the Braves need.
Can I ask a question? I was thinking about this. Have you been watching any of the Little League World Series?
Some. I haven't really picked a team to really follow.
Me either. But
sometimes
it's just,
you get there, you pick a certain team and you have a little something for them and you kind of get to know them. I haven't taken the time to really get to know in the teams this time around.
Jazz Chisholm is coming back from an injury, so he didn't play for the Yankees last week. So that dude was in the stands. Plus, I think he's got like one of the best names in sports. Yeah. And if I was a kid, I would gravitate towards somebody whose name was Jazz. But he was in there making friends with these kids, and it looked like a really, really good experience. It's one of those that I would put on my bucket list.
Yeah.
Right? But here's what I was thinking about. You tell me if this is something that is a thing. Do you think the kids from, let's say, Pennsylvania let me put it to you this way. The kids from Hawaii. Do you think the kids from Hawaii are as excited to travel across the Pacific, across the country, to Pennsylvania? Maybe they go somewhere else first, but get to Pennsylvania as the kids who are leaving, say, Pennsylvania for a tournament that may be in Hawaii. In other words, you reverse that. Because we all want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah.
But you think about it, these kids are kind of trapped on them islands. And unless family takes them someplace, they don't get to come to America.
You know what I draw on for that? The thing I draw on for that was covering the Sugar Bowl the year that Hawaii played against Georgia.
Okay.
And you know what I think about those? It was you in New Orleans. It's New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Which means it's kind of chilly and cold. Them people had to get coats.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal for them. Yeah. They don't own coats.
Well, they own coats.
In Hawaii?
Yeah, they get rained on. It gets kind of chilly.
No, I'm talking about coats.
Okay, you're talking about winter coats. Winter, yes, they got to get those there.
So I'm just saying, that was my lasting memory. These folks came and they took back coats. I don't know what they're doing with them. They use them for window shades or whatever. But I mean, when they going to wear a coat out there? You know,
well, that happens when people in Arizona got to go get coats.
Yeah, but folks not in Hawaii. It was that folks come from. That's those kids are coming.
You're not buying a winter coat nighttime. In Phoenix. I get what you're saying. Exactly. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, Hawaii, this is different now. This is from that animal from Phoenix.
But there's people who travel east to get those nice winter coats if you have the means. But yeah, for that one trip to get a winter coat or something, and then you take it back and never wear it again.
But I'm just saying, are coming to Pennsylvania. I don't know what the temperatures are at night. They might have to get a windbreaker or a jacket or something that they wouldn't ordinarily wear.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Or a
sweatshirt or something. I don't know. But I'm just saying.
But not during the summer, though.
You know?
Right now, they don't need winter coats. But again, I would think that coming up this year, there's going to be UCLA and USC players wondering if they have the right attire when they have to go travel and play at Rutgers in December.
Yeah, they play games. They play games at Washington and what you call it. They play in some cold. They play Oregon and Washington.
The theory being the same, though.
They got that, you know. But that's to me Hawaii as Delaware State prepares to play in Hawaii today.
But do you feel the question still was? Do you think those kids get as excited to travel as far as they do?
Oh, sure.
Much like the kids who are going.
Oh, sure.
To.
Absolutely.
And it's no different. You got a bunch of people from Pennsylvania. You got to go buy some shorts, some flip flops, and all of that stuff because they're going to the beach and all of that. So, yeah, so it's a two-way street. What else was I going to tell? Oh, yeah, today was the day Pete Rose was suspended. Speaking of baseball.
Okay.
He got it shut down. Bart Giamatti.
That was the guy.
Banned for life.
That's the guy that did it.
Yes, he did. And also on this date, bringing it back to something that you remember, we all remember, today was the day, what would you call the fashion hub of the world if you had to pick a city?
Paris or New York.
This was the day that those folks in France told Serena Williams that cat suit can't be worn again, and they banned it. The black cat suit that she wore?
Oh, at the U.S. Open.
Yeah. No, well, they said that she can't wear it at the French Open.
Wear it at the French Open, yeah.
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 They banned it on this. We don't want that kind of fashion. We'll take every other kind of crazy fashion, but they don't want that fashion. Go figure on that. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Dan Panover, Atlanta Dream. Got a casting call coming up. Noelle, I'm trying to get us back on schedule here, so I'm going to... Is she in there? There we go. Because I know we were a little bit behind, so we're gonna get on out right now and get us back on schedule. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Thank you again for letting us, Sam and I, be a part of your weekend mornings. We're going to lose our Saturdays starting next week. College football season is upon us. We talked to Chad Bishop earlier.
Yeah.
It is week zero, but they got games going on over in Ireland. And so, again, everything gets ramped up for next week. And so we will be, have to step aside and we'll be working on Sundays.
Yeah.
You know, our Saturdays are going to be open here. Would you like to come on and tell us, or are we, do we have our, okay. Well, we have an audible come up to the line.
Okay.
Dan Gads is joining us.
Okay.
And there seems to be a bit of a switch with Atlanta Dream and who's going to join us. But that's all right. We're happy to have anybody we can have, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So are we ready? We're efforting Mr. Gads.
I'm here, guys.
Oh, we got you. I can't hear him. That's why. And if we can turn him up just a little bit. Hey, everybody, don't worry about it. We got a little glitch in the system here, but we'll edit all this stuff out. You won't even hear it on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Great to be back with you guys.
Fantastic, fantastic. What a week. And just the way the team has come back from the Olympic break, talk a little bit about the energy that we've seen with Atlanta Dream.
It has been, what a difference a break makes. I think the biggest thing is, getting Ryan Howard, our Olympian, back in the lineup, as well as Jordan Canada, our point guard. It's the first time all season that we've had Ryan Howard, Jordan Canada, Alicia Gray, and Tina Charles on the court together. And it looks amazing right now. We were 3-1 coming off of the break, playing some of the better teams in the league and have had some big wins and just a very, very, very narrow loss last night. But we are playing great basketball right now and right in the mix for the playoff run. So it's going to be, we're really excited about the back half of the stretch in the season. It's going to be a fun run to the playoffs.
That is Dan Gads. He is the Senior VP of Growth and friend of the show. Been on with us before here and want to thank him again. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Believe it or not, we started the show with our story of the week, and my story of the week was the achievements of Tina Charles and what she achieved this past week and getting the record and sitting there at number two. When you talk about her to other people in terms of just basketball conversations, what are some of the things that you say?
Well, I mean, obviously her veteran leadership is phenomenal and just the presence on the court, but she has made such a difference for us inside. She's been a really strong scorer too. So she's been just a fantastic add to this lineup. She is, I think a lot of people probably thought she was winding down, did not play last year. and to be coming back in the league and to have the year that she's having right now has made a massive difference. And like I said, you now pair her with Jordan Canada and Ryan Howard back in the lineup, and that combination with Alicia Gray, our all-star, has been just so much fun. So this back half of the season is just going to look completely different, I think, than the first half because of that combination of and Tina Charles, you know, we call her the OG over the PA, and she is living up to that and played fantastic. And it was a very, very special moment the other night when she moved to number two in the scoring lead for the WNBA all time. It's just what a really, really special moment, and probably a really one of the cooler moments probably in Atlanta Dream history.
Fantastic, folks. That is Dan Gatsby, the Senior Vice President of Growth for our Atlanta Dream. Got something very, very special happening Monday night. Want you to come out and pack the building. Talk about moving this experience from where we've been seeing it at Gateway for this particular contest coming into State Farm. It'll be the second time doing it this season.
Second time. We think we're going to make this one even bigger than the first one. So taking on Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever, but we are going to have the biggest celebration of women's basketball in State Farm on Monday night. A lot of special things planned, but just a great opportunity to introduce a lot of new people to the Dream. But we are set to break the record. The first game that we played over there on June 21st was the highest attended WNBA game in the history of Georgia. And we are going to break that record on Monday night. So we are very, very excited, have a lot of really cool things planned for that night. It is going to be fun. It is going to be a giant celebration of women's basketball, as I mentioned. Have a really amazing piece with the 96 Olympic team. We're going to bring some of those members back, including Dawn Staley. We're going to recognize and celebrate their legacy and what they've done to really the launch of the WNBA. If you remember, that team won the gold in Atlanta in 96. And the next year the WNBA started, and there's a lot of legitimate talk about whether or not the WNBA would have gotten off the ground the same way that they did without that team and the accomplishments that they had, including packing the Georgia Dome back in the day with over 33,000 people to watch them win the gold medal. So we're going to celebrate that team, and we're going to stake a claim that that team really made Atlanta the birthplace of the WNBA. So we're going to honor them, and we're also going to have on top of that, we're also going to have Goody Mob at halftime. So it is going to be a fun, fun night. We're really excited about it.
You are, you know, in school recently started, but this is also an opportunity for people to learn. How important has that been this year? When you got a lot of Johnny come lately, a lot of people who, watch the college game and they move with certain players to this league. How important is it to put some history before people in an opportunity like this?
I think, you know, you talk about like some of those people, some of the players on that 96 team and the legacy. And really, I think part of it is what they created in their wake, right? And it's opened so many doors. It's opened so many opportunities. I have two daughters, and it's just phenomenal what they have done for the sport and getting it into a new level. And the players of today, I have taken it to, obviously this year has been a tremendous growth year for the WNBA, but who knows, you know, how that looks today if it weren't for those players. It was just a phenomenal team. They were the first, the original Dream Team for the women that started a run of 8 consecutive gold medals in the Olympics. And so they are absolutely heroes in this space. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that on Monday night.
Hey, Dan, you mentioned the word growth a couple times. We've mentioned it a few times. It's in your title. And you talk about the growth of the NBA, the WNBA, without giving out any secrets. What's some of the fun stuff that's around the corner, at least things that you're looking for as far as growing the visibility of the Dream?
You know, this has been a transformative year for the league. I've worked in sports for a long time, and including with three NFL teams, and I've never seen year over year growth like this, and it's just been absolutely phenomenal. I think the investment of our ownership group has been tremendous and really set us up to take advantage of a lot of this thing, a lot of this growth and a lot of the new interest in the league. I'm really fascinated to see what, you know, how the rest of the league responds as well as us in terms of how do you not only, you know, take advantage of what's happening right now, but build on it in future years. And so you know, I think the league has a chance. There's a new level of awareness that's happening rapidly with this league. And I think if we start to really view ourselves as an entertainment business, we can kind of build on that and continue to capture it and grow it from here. So, but whether that's the in-game fan entertainment, which we've invested heavily in, but I'd say even in the content landscape, what are we doing to go out and earn people's time and attention and capture their interest? And I think that's probably one of the big investment areas for the league in the future is those two areas, probably, especially if you take the fan experience, you take what you can do in the content landscape and really compete in a very competitive but fun content landscape. And then if you build up on the kind of the business intelligence and performance marketing side of things to get people to games and grow it over time, I think those are some really key areas that the league can continue to use to capitalize on this growth.
Dan, I always wonder how much of an exchange of information goes on between the different teams, you know, as far as what are they seeing and what they can take from what we're doing here and put in their recipe for success and in turn, things you see that they're doing that you might want to give a try here.
Yeah, I'll say, I mean, we're pretty clear on what I, you know, what it takes to grow fans. And for us, it really starts with the fan experience. As I mentioned, we have a really good engine to get people out to games, but the magic happens when they come and it's just an absolute party. And that's what Gateway Center has been for us. And we're going to turn State Farm into Monday night again. We've done a really good job of investing in that fan experience and getting people to walk out of there with smiles on their faces and be, it's a basketball game. Absolutely. But we're putting on a party in there every night. And if you haven't seen the clip of Ocho Cinco talking about his time at a Dream game, Google Ocho Cinco on Atlanta Dream. It is a 2-minute, basically commercial, and where he says going to an Atlanta Dream game is like going to the club and a basketball game is going on in the middle of it. And that is very purposeful. And that was the intent. And we've really tried to make sure that anybody that comes wants to come back. And so it's for a lot of us, a lot of our strategy is get them to a game, let them witness that, let them experience it. And then make sure we follow up with them.
Fantastic.
How's your weekend going, Dan? I mean, you never get a chance to talk about, you know, the other stuff. So we just figured as long as you come on here and you've been on before, how was your weekend going? How's the family going?
Well, I'll tell you, we're in the middle of it. We're actually towards the end of a 5-game home stretch. So Monday night will be the 5th game of 5 home games. That's here in nice. Atlanta coming out of the break. And how it's all happened in about 10, 11 days.
How much has that helped, you know, coming out of the break and having all these home games?
Well, I think the combination of having those players back and doing it in our building, Gateway Center has been electric for these first 4 games of the stand. And we had almost a buzzer beater situation win over Seattle, one of the top teams in the league, in one of those in that first game back, and that place was absolutely on fire. And it was, I'll tell you, working in sports for a long time, you don't see a whole lot of those kinds of endings. And so I do think that energy in that building has helped a lot. We've beaten Seattle and Connecticut coming out of the break, and then Phoenix all either at the top of the league or very in the middle of the playoff pack. So it's been a tremendous turnaround coming back. And I definitely think that being in that building has helped because the crowd has been electric.
Well, listen, Dan, we appreciate the little hiccup there in the beginning, but as always, you've been great, and we thank you for getting up and being a part of the show, man, and we will be ready for Monday night.
Big stuff. It's happening.
Get out if you can. We just launched standing room only tickets, and we're going to go for 19,000 attended, and that'll be the largest WNBA game in the history of Georgia. So it is going to be a lot of fun. We are planning a very great evening. So Sam and Greg, appreciate you having me on.
As always, buddy. Thank you. As again, we'll get this right here. Dan Gads, he is the senior VP of growth for the Atlanta Dream, and Sam, we want to get your WNBA fix with the Queens of the Court podcast. You know about that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, each week, sports journalist Jordan Robinson and the legendary Cheryl Swoops deliver exclusive insights and hot takes on all things W. Queens of the Court, a WNBA podcast presented by AT&T, is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts. I've done my duty, haven't I? Let's move on. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first proper
country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 It is Sammy Gray on the
Saturday. That'll compromise and enterprise and anything but tranquilize.
Right on, Maud.
There you go. Donny Hathaway.
Yeah, but yeah, an HBCU game in town, shout out to Howard University. He's Howard. He's a Howard guy.
Okay. There you go. Threw that on it. And again, it was an OLP. We're going to just try and do this moving forward for a little while. We'll just try one TV theme song on every show. Last week we did, I forgot which one it was. Help me. She's coming in right now.
Cosby
Show.
Okay.
And the week before that.
It was a different version, Kirk. You know, they had a different version every season.
Yeah. Well, she picked it. You know, we did one of the seasons. So we just throw something on there just for the heel of it. Yeah. Anyway, Sam and Greg, on this Saturday morning. Our last Saturday morning for a while, college football is about to get in the full gear, but we got Georgia Tech and Florida State today over in Ireland. And like I said, it is going to be blast starting next week. So we step aside, but we will be with you on Sundays. By the way, happy birthdays go out to, I don't know if he's still with us, Rocky Johnson. Are you familiar with Rocky Johnson? He's a Canadian wrestler, got a pretty famous son. The
oh,
Rock.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that Rocky Johnson.
That's Rocky. So he's The Rock, and his father was Rocky Johnson. It was his birthday today. And the weird part about it is 1 year later on this date, Vince McMahon was born.
Oh, wow.
one year later.
Yikes.
Exactly, the same date. Happy birthday, 72 birthday to Mike Shanahan.
Okay.
Mike Shanahan from Oak Park. Sure, that out there,
okay.
Dear.
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, you guys know where the casting call is and been doing this for, you know, all these years. There is a bit of a lull right now. There'd be a bit of a lull anyway because the industry found out that we don't really want to be outside filming in August in Georgia if we don't have to. So, you know, a lot of the stuff would tend to wrap just before these crazy hot months and then it would start to come back a little slow around this time, too. So there was kind of a transition going on. But because of the strike and still sort of recuperating from that and just everything surrounding some other logistical things, it is building back up, but it is slowly coming around.
Yeah.
And because of that, the projects that are being shot don't have a lot of needs for extras. But there are some that do. And I got ones here, and I got ones that I will fill up, fresh ones today.
I saw a base camp set up across the freeway from the stadium at Georgia State. You know, that parking lot over there from time to time is used. Sometimes they have a carnival over there. Sometimes it was a base camp this week.
Okay.
But I said, man, they're shooting something somewhere around here.
Well,
so, yeah.
This is also a good time because of the stuff in front of the camera is at a bit of a lull. I walk you through where to find the jobs behind the cameras.
Okay.
Again, the strike made a lot of people make business decisions. And I even saw a couple AJC stories where they talked about specifically these people used to be a part of the film industry. Now they have opened up this kind of store or opened up this shop. They have moved on. We met a guy literally last year at this tournament we're going to be at tomorrow who did the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he went the other way.
Mm-hmm.
He left his job and took a deep dive into the film industry. So the opportunities are there. You got to know where to look. You got any questions about any of this stuff, greg.clarksonodyssey.com. You can see the current list up on GetCast with Greg on X, and you can also see it at 929thegame.com/castingcall.
They're still shooting that commercial at Applebee's.
No, that's done.
They're done with the Applebee's commercial?
Well, the one that I had talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's done. Okay. Otherwise, I'd be talking about, hey, they still need some folks. You know what they need, though? P-Valley.
Okay.
Hilton Casting. There's still some scenes being shot. Like I said, there's going to be a fresh one tomorrow. So I have recommended during this slow time, I'm glad you brought up the Applebee's spot, because I'm sending you to the list of the casting directors that I have on this casting call breakdown. When you get past the jobs in front of the camera, the last one is, by the way, Casting TaylorMade, who did that commercial. They did another one, but that date has already passed. It was shot this past Thursday. But when you get past them, you'll see film industry and voiceover information. So starting with the first one, behind the camera and film and TV industry jobs, starting at Georgia.org, I walk you through where to find the help wanted hotline, the crew jobs, the ones that you can join. Some of them you may have to join the union, depending on what your job said. You want to be a driver. You want to be this. I mean, there's despite the job that you do, you will be part of a union when you work in Atlanta on some of these jobs. But like if you were a makeup artists have their own little special union that they have.
Okay.
And so on and so forth. So you'll learn all that stuff once you go through this. I also have the link to the Georgia Department of Labor. If you got a minor in the house, they got to have that number to get on set. Voiceover contacts, Bill Seller is an individual. Atlanta Voiceover Studio is a brick-and-mortar location. So I give you a couple different opportunities with a couple different types of teachers. And then after that, I give you the list of the casting directors, the extras casting directors. Not every last one of them, but a good dozen, and the main ones that we use here, and just go to their social media pages. That's all you got to do. An hour from now, right now, Tuesday afternoon, whenever it is, and see what they are doing to keep the doors on. At this point where there's not as many productions shooting as normally, they're finding commercials being shot. I've been seeing some stuff, Sam, up in Nashville, some stuff up in, you know, Myrtle Beach. So they're staying in the general area, if not Atlanta. I ain't seen nothing downstate, but that doesn't mean Savannah's got a project coming up around the corner. Well, they're going to be looking for somebody. So again, go to the social media pages of these casting directors, and you will be kept up on what's going on. And then lastly, it's the generic version of how to submit yourself. If you've never done that, it could not be easier. So again, you guys got any questions about any of this stuff, just reach out to me, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. I did want to say something. I had this little silly epiphany as I couldn't get away from all this stuff about Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez and that divorce.
Okay.
What'd you think about that? You got an opinion one way or the other? You don't care.
Nah.
Me either. You got an opinion one way or no? Oh, Noelle's putting her headphones on. She got something to say.
Here we go.
I just thought it was hilarious that he kind of announced that she wasn't good for his sobriety and that he was going to get a divorce, and she ran down to the courthouse to beat him to file the paperwork. Okay. Now, that's dedication to keep your image.
Yeah.
And that's dedication.
And I'm not going to say nothing about them individually. I got no beef with them one way or the other. But this, those of you who are 35, maybe 40 and under, and this is not something that we experienced. We were just barely around, Sam, when this happened. But it was a thing in this country. And if you can picture, it was even more famous than what you're watching right now with Ben and Jen. And so I'm calling these two this generation's Liz and Dick.
Yep. That's just who I was thinking.
They're this, man. I mean right down to the being married twice.
Yep.
And if you don't know who I'm talking about, look up Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
And driving him to drink.
A mess, uh-huh.
I mean, this is this generation's Liz and
Wasn't
Dick.
Wasn't the two of them in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
They were that, and Cleopatra, too.
Ooh, I think that Cleopatra. Was a mess. You're not wrong, but Virginia Woolf kind of, to Sam's point, shows the, was kind of a theatrical version of what was going on.
Oh, with those
yeah,
two?
Really.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I felt that way about some folks when I saw The Hustler or the movie. You know the Hustler movie? If y'all ain't seen The Hustler, great movie. First of all, Jackie Gleason, forget about it. You don't think, you sleep on his acting ability, but it's the famous movie, Paul Newman's Fast Eddie Felsen. They did the remake, Color of Money, by the way. They did that in Oak Park there at A1 Pool Hall with Tom Cruise and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio. But it's dark. You think it's all about pool, but it's a dark movie.
It's about hustling.
And Paul Newman. Well, him and then that girlfriend he met in that movie and their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's what made me think about it when you mentioned that. But anyway, getting back on. I just sat there and looked at, and I shake my head much like our parents did and grandparents did when they looked at this craziness. Liz Taylor went on like Johnny Carson or Dinah Shore and showing the million, Jennifer Lopez got a ring that they speculated is double digits. Like, as far as millions.
Yeah.
And when I tell you that it was show-stopping and people stopped and gawked when Elizabeth Taylor got on and showed a ring with a diamond that she said was worth $1 million. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all relative now, right?
Different kind of opulence.
And she had it on, and she was married to this other famous actor. Like, Richard Burton was, he was Ben Affleck, right? As far as actors. And she was... Say Jennifer Lopez is Liz Taylor, but she's
that kind of famous.
Yeah, as far as that, Liz Taylor wasn't no singer.
No,
Anyway, all right,
but just like J Lo, she know
J Lo ain't no actress, so you know they even.
She walk in the room and know every other man in the room.
Yeah,
you know, he's got his eye on her, yeah. Right?
So you were number four, you were number three. Yeah. But anyway, married Richard Burton twice.
Yeah.
Just like Jennifer did. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, let's get to something important. If you weren't with us earlier, Sam and Noel got in a conversation. We were talking WNBA, and then I chimed in with a assignment because homecoming was yesterday, and we determined that even though the homecoming event happened, folks ain't been given homework yet. But we wanted to give you guys a little about an hour ago, and now your assignment is due. And as you guys were talking about women's basketball and the WNBA, I brought it to the level below there and brought up the two most prominent programs in women's basketball, Tennessee, UConn, too, with Tina Charles, who's going to be the person who inducts her into the Hall of Fame. Noel suspected it might be Gino Auriemma, maybe another player. But and it got, like I said, it got me thinking about UConn. So, of those two programs, I wanted them to come up with the top five players and who would beat who. Sam chose Tennessee. Noel chose UConn. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
You want to go?
Yeah, I'll go.
All right, go ahead.
And I went back to, you know, look at everybody to make sure I wasn't tripping. And no, my list don't change. It's Diana Taurasi at point.
Okay.
Sue Bird at the two spot.
Yeah.
I got Maya Moore playing wing. I got Stewie at forward and Tina Charles at center.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you add a six, Rebecca Lowe can come off the bench.
Coming off the bench.
Off okay. the bench.
Okay.
Yeah. There's somebody else, too. Who else was another biggie?
You can't no seven players on that team.
Okay, but I'm just saying. he's got all-star. I'm going to start with the current Duke women's coach, Carol Lawson. Mm. Going to have a run to point with Shamiqua Hosclaw. So, also, Shamiqua was like a forward. I'm going to run as a big guard. I'm going to have as a big guard, give me Tamika Catchings.
Nice.
Give me Nikki McRae. And, of course, give me Candace Parker. But also throw in a couple of our home folks. Throw in Cindy Brogdon, who came out of Great Atlanta Christian. She played the very first year that Pat Summitt coached at Tennessee.
Oh.
Averaged 20 a game up there. And Kelly Kane over from St. Pius, give me some rebounding with Kelly. So, we got some home folks that were doing some stuff, but that's what I'm trying not to for Lady Vols. These are the ones that played during the time of Pat Summitt. You had some others since then, but those are folks.
Okay, so here's what we got to do here. We got to figure this out. We got 1 hour left. Noel, I don't know if you can do this. If you can, cool. If you can't, we'll understand. Maybe they can give us a call. We want to know who of the audience thinks would win. So we got a short poll question we can throw up there. Is that possible?
Okay.
Let's see, a short poll question on the two teams, Sam's Tennessee team, your UConn team. Who do you think of the players that you got to be listening right now, too. You can't, we're just throwing this out right now for those listening. And let us know. We haven't put a poll question out in a minute, right?
No. Nah.
And you let, well, it was at 92.9 The Game? Is that where we're going to send them to?
Nope, this one is going to be at Sam and Greg 929.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's even better.
Yeah. On the Twitter.
At Sam and Greg 92.9 again. Yeah, that's good. It's going to be on X and come. Not everybody's on X, though. That's the thing. But, you know, what are you going to do? If you want to give us a call, 404-726-0929. We'll see if we can fit you in among the interviews that we have coming up. And having said that, I'm going to get us out of here right now. Noel, I know you're putting that poll together here. We've got a lot of moving parts happening right now, but that's what happens in major market radio. And so we're going to come back with interview number one of this 9 o'clock hour. Dustin Long from NBC is going to join us talking about Daytona, racing at Daytona, which is going on today. Then we're going to be joined by Miles Garrett from Fox 5, give us his thoughts on the Falcons preseason and what we can expect to see come up against the Steelers in that game one. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.